This is Peter J. Pollack, MD, with Medical Practice Trends Podcast, and our guest today is Mike Meikle of Hawkthorne Group.
Good afternoon, Dr. Pollack.
How are you?
Pretty good, sir. Thank you.
Our topic today is 50-10 compliance. Tell our audience out there what that means and why it's so important.
In relative recent times, the federal government has mandated through updates to Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, that certain electronic transactions between medical practice or medical providers to the federal government meet these new electronic standards called HIPAA 5010. And this basically ties into how information for, Medicare, Medicaid reimbursements being transmitted directly to the federal government. So this new HIPAA 5010 sort of ties into also this something called ICD-10. And if you're in the medical field, of course, you've heard about ICD-9 codes. These are the type of codes that are assigned to specific diagnoses and how these diagnoses are actually billed to, say, the federal government or how you get reimbursed by the feds. These are the actual transaction codes. Well, that's also changing from ICD-9 to ICD-10. So getting back to HIPAA 5010, there's like 9 standard electronic transactions that cover the whole HIPAA 5010, how you communicate with the feds. There's going to be about 1,300 modifications to the old HIPAA 4010 codes, which you're currently using. So moving from 4010 to 5010. So this is mandated, and it's mandated to actually be completed by January 1st, 2012. And this ties into the whole Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which is part of HITECH, which is also part of Meaningful Use, which everybody's seeing with electronic medical record system. A lot of these things sort of intertwine with each other.
Is this something that the EHR vendors are going to back in or update into their systems, or the medical practices are pretty much on their own as far as being up to date with this?
Well, if you have an EMR system, EHR system, you should be working with your vendor to make sure that they are going to be the HIPAA 5010 and ICD-10 compliant. Many of the large manufacturers are doing this, but it's not just going to be a systemic, like an actual application issue. It's going to boil down to how actually physicians practice and how they actually identify. It's going to be a huge coding issue. Let's put it that way. How diagnoses are made and how they're actually coded appropriately and then how they're actually reimbursed by the feds are going to be covered by this. So it's not only an application issue that, yes, the vendor should be doing this for you. You should be working with them on that as well. But also it's going to be a big change in business, especially for the ICD-10 codes. Because the old ICD-9 codes, there was about 14,000, 15,000 of those. But the new ICD-10 codes, there's almost 150,000 of those. And it's not like a one-to-many relationship. Like there was one ICD-9 code that now becomes 5 ICD-10 codes. It's basically a huge explosion of this is what this diagnosis used to be in ICD-9, but now it's much more granular with the ICD-10. It's not only you've had a sonogram, now it's the specific type of sonogram for the specific body part, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be much more complex, and it's going to be a very large change in how business is actually done. So it's going to be costly. It's going to be a costly process. Education is going to be very key, especially for staff.
Those codes, those have to be in place by when?
For the ICD-10 conversion, that has to be October 1st, 2013. For the HIPAA 5010 electronic transaction capability, that has to be in place by January 1st, 2012.
Can you suggest some resources that practices can turn to learn a little more about these?
Of course, there's a couple of good periodicals out there. Health Management Technology Magazine recently had an issue back in July of this year on the whole ICD-10, but also Healthcare IT News. You can just Google that. Pretty much just type in the URL. It's just Healthcare IT News, all one word. And they have quite a few resources on the HIPAA 5010 and ICD-10. Pros and cons, issues, concerns from various different aspects, from the vendors, from medical providers, et cetera.
And these are mandated whether or not a practice is using EMR?
If you're doing billing of Medicare and Medicaid, then yes, these are some of the things you have to do, especially ICD-10. HIPAA 5010 is specifically with electronic transactions. ICD-10 is actually coding. So if you're still using manual code books for like ICD-9, they do have manual code books for ICD-10. So you have to use these new books, which of course will affect your practice and how you actually correctly code diagnosis.
So perhaps practices that are using an EHR system may have a little bit of advantage as far as migrating to the ICD-10?
I think that's fair to say that.
Okay, well, Mike, if anyone wanted to contact you for more information, how would they go about doing that?
Well, it's easy enough. You can just go to my website. It's www.mikemeikle.com.
And can you spell that?
Sure. It's MikeMeikle.com.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.